Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bartenders are noticing a lack of tips from Gen Z customers.
Oh, tips.
Yes, Miles.
Okay.
Tips.
Gotcha, gotcha. Sorry.
Well, they're poor.
Well, I'm perked up, so
exactly.
to speak.
Well, and they're kind of coming into that generation that's been saturated with the tip culture that doesn't need to be there. Tip
Correct.
Culture used to be a, hey, you did a great job here. Keep the rest. Keep
right.
the change. That's your tip.
Okay, okay.
And then all of a sudden it became, here's your coffee. Where's my tip?
Right. The mandatory.
Question for all of you. Seriously. I mean, this is dead serious. Let's say you go into a bar and you get a shot and a beer. Mm-hmm. All right. And let's say your tab is $25, which is about right.
Yeah. I know I'm in okay. Seattle. Yes.
Now, yes. Do you tip the $25 percentage or do you tip like $3 or $4 just for the two
I'll
drinks?
Do like $2 or $3.
Are you sitting at the bar?
Yes.
Okay, that's
I always
that's,
tip well.
So I think, I'm just asking.
No, because I had the same thing happen to me just last week, right? The place was super crowded. I walked into the... We had to wait outside. And they said, You can walk in and get a beer. You got to stay outside.
All right.
So I walked in and got three drinks, but one of them was a crush. Same thing. It's like $30. Now I only left him like $4 because I just grabbed three... But I didn't sit at his bar.
Okay.
So if you're sitting at the bar, right. You got to tip on what the bill is.
Because I was also told someone explained that this was their theory. Not that it was a right theory. If you order food... All right, then you tip the percentage. If you get three drinks, $6, $2 on each drink is fine, no matter what the total of the bill is. And I was like,
okay.
You know,
I don't know. That's a, it's
I don't
a
know.
It depends on you. Like for me at a bar, at a restaurant, I typically will tip on the percentage.
Yes, I do too.
Because,
right.
You know, they're just bringing the food and I get it. And I don't mean you're just bringing the food, but you're not going to hang out and talk to me. And I understand why. You got S to do,
yeah.
Right? If I sit at the bar and I got a $25 tab, I'll probably drop $10. And the reason why is I'll probably come back to your bar. And what I found in my experience, one, I can do it now. This has not always been the case. But when you go back to the bar, even if you don't think they remember you, and I've had this a few times, bartenders are busy as F and just looking at me. Hey, man, first one's on me.
Oh, anyway, sweet.
Cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's the memory builder. If you tip well, they'll remember you.
But that's a tradition that we've had. The Gen Z is just, they're kind of issuing out, if you will. In fact, there's a lot of traditions that they're going to probably just show the door.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah. So these are 10 traditions that may die with Gen Z. Number 10 being large traditional family holidays. Large multi-generational family gatherings for holidays may be on the decline. This is partly due to failing birth rates and the geographical and lifestyle changes that leave extended families more scattered.
Well, I mean, I get it. It might just come down to economics.
Yeah.
I just looked at tickets to go back to West Virginia for Thanksgiving. There's no way.
Right.
No. There's extraordinary. So if I have a family of four and I'm going to go back to see grandma?
I know.
At least.
Well, what do you mean, at least what? Because I always
at least you don't have to do three freaking flights.
I don't have to do three flights, but especially around Thanksgiving, well, around this time of the year, we start getting inundated with the, hey, you guys are going to come out to visit. And it's not that I don't want to. I don't necessarily want to, but I'm not so against it that I wouldn't.
But
every time we go to the East Coast, so you guys should visit more. All right. Now, keep in mind, 90% of our family lives there, both sides. Like, one, you could come to Seattle because the last time you were here, we got married. That was 18 years ago, whatever the hell it is, right? And the city has changed. Mm-hmm. I've been to the East Coast 8 billion times in my life. And the difference is we don't have a lot of airports here, so the prices aren't competitive. So for me to fly the whole family just to go to Philly. At Christmas, and it's a nightmare, and it's cold, and it's awful. It's at least $2,000, and now it's creeping up to like $2,800. And I'm like, look, man, Christmas is already expensive because I got kids, and I don't mind that. That's kind of the fun of it, but I don't want to spend just under $3,000 to be in a cold-ass city that I don't want to be.
Not only that, but my mom doesn't have another bed. It's just she and my grandmother. So I'm not going to sleep like on a couch or...
What, are they like Willy Wonka? Are they sharing a bed?
No, they have two bedrooms and that's...
Oh,
that's
okay. I just pictured them all in the bed
and
together.
And there's no hotels anymore. After the flood that happened, all the right. hotels are gone. So I have to stay 35 minutes away in a different town in the middle of nowhere. So I have to pay for the hotel.
So that's not even visiting family. That's eating dinner with your family.
I get it. I get why people can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Live music without filming. A side effect of growing up with smartphones is the urge to document experiences, including at concerts. Some Gen Zers have drawn criticism for spending more time filming and posting clips on social media than enjoying the performance, prompting some artists to ban phones at shows.
I mean,
right. That's just generational.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, look, my generation was all about bootlegging a show.
Sure.
And my dad was like, that's a terrible thing. And then it occurred, so we didn't have portable tape recorders. We would have. You know,
it drives
me nuts. But I guess the difference is part of the reason it bugs me. If you don't want to enjoy the show, no. I do not care. I do not buy your ticket. But sometimes your phone's in my line of sight.
Oh.
That's all.
Mike, here's a weird one. 18, 19 years old. Old enough to drive, old enough to go to concerts. Do know that. I didn't smoke. I really didn't smoke that much weed until I was probably like 20.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke cigarettes. You stopped and you got a lighter at the Dairy Mart if you're going to a concert. So you would have a lighter.
Yeah. To light up.
To light up for the concert.
For the thing, yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Now it's all phones.
Specifically for the rock concert. Ballad.
Like, even if you did not have a lighter, you had to go buy a lighter. We got to get lighters, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
Exactly.
I know. I don't know.
I get it. It's hard to fight the urge.
Yeah.
Like, when we, after that 5K, it seemed like we were only 20 feet from Diplo. I was like, I got to film a little bit.
Yeah.
I've shown it to nobody, but I'm guilty.
But same. Part of it is because we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The department store shopping experience. Traditional retail is losing ground to online stores and shopping on social media platforms like TikTok. Gen Z prefers a wider selection with the ease of online shopping, with many favoring secondhand or vintage clothes over fast fashion.
Oh, my kids are all about the vintage thing. Them, their friends. It's cool because they're like, hey, man, for $20, they'll come home with, you know, four different articles of clothing. But I'm like, thrifting is the big thing with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of their style choices I question, but like, oh, that was cool 40 years ago. All right.
10 traditions that may die with Gen Z. They go paying for cable TV.
Yeah, of course.
As cord nevers, most Gen Z have little experience with or interest in cable TV or satellite. Streaming services and on-demand content are their default for entertainment. Studies show that roughly 65% of Gen Z do not have cable subscriptions.
It's just not how they watch anything.
It's not how they
television
watch
in general. I mean, just,
but also, and I would challenge, you can put on shows that people want to watch. Right? Just as a matter of truth, nobody cares where they go to get the thing they want if they get the thing they want. Right?
I just think it's tough if you like sports.
Sports, absolutely. That's a whole different animal.
But even that's starting to bleed over. You know, you got Peacock and Amazon, which are both streaming sports. You got
But
they're making deals with that. It's not like sports is dying on the vine on network. They just realize they can make more money to stream it, which irritates people like us.
I'm kind of figuring, just even worried about next year in the Mariners.
How will they
be?
What are we going
to
do?
Where are they going
to
be?
Absolutely do. Owning a car. Younger generations are less likely to own a car compared to the older ones, driven by rising costs, climate concerns, and the availability of ride-sharing and meal delivery services. Gen Z prioritizes transportation that aligns with a more urban and tech-centric lifestyle.
I mean, it depends where you live, sure.
Correct.
I mean, that's what it comes. If you live in the city, I get it. Right. If I live on the cut, like, I still need a vehicle just to get to work.
Exactly.
Groceries.
But again, I think cost has a lot to do with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Formal greetings like handshakes, they say. While the handshake is not yet extinct, Gen Z has expressed significant discomfort with physical contact in professional and social settings. This aversion has been amplified by the COVID-19 pandemic and the rise of remote work.
Well,
you're not meeting anybody and sitting there and needing to shake hands.
And a lot of times it's just the dap now.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever. I can live with it. Exactly. But depending
on
the situation.
And there's bringing in guy. Bring it in. I met a lot of bringing in guys here. Bring it in. Come on, bring it in. Like, I just met you.
I'm a hugger. Okay.
Like, if you're my buddy, I know you. Sure. I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
I had a few of those last week.
That's what I had to.
Strangers
like,
or people you knew?
No, just like my brother was introduced me to people. I'm like, right. Either the guy or the wife would be like, we're huggers.
They always let you know.
Bring it in.
I'm a hugger.
Bring it in.
I should have been like, I'm not. Freak.
You should have told him I'm a sweater.
Weirdos.
What now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brad and Impasse, you still a hugger? Because I'm still a sweater.
No, man. I got hot bees. I can't do this.
Or just put your arms up so good. Smell it.
Yeah. Right, look, it's the truth. It was 80-some degrees. I'll sweat my ass off. Like, you want a hug, I'll hug you, but you're going to get a little damp.
Yeah.
And that'll leave you with this last tradition that may die with Gen Z. Not shocking at all. The traditional phone call. Growing up with messaging apps and social media, many Gen Zers experience telephobia or anxiety when talking on the phone. They prefer communicating on their own terms via text or voice memo, causing some employers to report a noticeable difference in phone etiquette among younger employees. And
yeah,
I get it.
Say.
Because when it comes to texting and when it comes to, you know, even just the voice recording and whatnot, you have a minute to gather your thoughts. You can figure out what it is that you want to say to this person.
I don't have to respond instantly.
Right. Put it eloquently as opposed to be called out on the spot, which it's not, you know, you're on the phone. It's not like it's going to be the end of the world.
It's horrible. My mom, I've told you guys this. My mom will call and I'm like, oh, Jesus, what the do you want?
Right.
Not, oh, it's my mom. I love you.
Yeah.
Because I do. I love her. I miss her.
But
when I see
it's
that phone ring, I'm like, who died? What happened?
What do you want?
What's the problem?
Because
went wrong?
When we were growing up and you decided on landline, you did not know who was calling.
Yes.
So you never minded answering the phone.
It was a surprise.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. But you'd be like, hello.
Who's this?
Surprise.
You were disappointed if they wanted to talk to someone who wasn't you.
I knew every one of my brother's friends.
Yep.
I was basically my parents' secretary in that day.
Oh, absolutely. They told you how to take a message for me.
Yes. I have a few friends. I just judge on the time of night. Like, I have one buddy. I love him to death. But if he calls me and it's 7 or 8, I know he's hammered.
Right.
And he's going to go on for an hour. I'm not doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.